Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, we are in Sea Caucus, New Jersey, the dive center of the universe. Actually, we're a week late because we're taping the show. So we're a little behind the times. 1 week. This actually, what you're hearing, happened the weekend before. But, you know, I digress. We got to do what we got to do as divers and make the best of it because, you know, this is the dive center of the universe this weekend, and we wanted to cover it accordingly and celebrate Scuba Radio's 27th anniversary. Yes, 27 years on the air. That's what we're doing today, and we have you along for the ride. Jerry the Diver Guy with me in Sea Caucus. How you doing, Jerry?
Wide open, buddy. What's going on?
There it is. He had to get his what's going on in there. We got Mermaid Kristen with us. Kristen's having a good time in Sea Caucus.
Of course I am.
Yes, and we got Captain Slate. We got the Dive God. We got the legends.
You got us all.
Yeah, we got the dive legends here in Sea Caucus. Brought them all the way up from Florida, in your case, just like me. What do you think there, Slate?
But you know what, Greg?
What's that?
You are one, too.
Well, I don't know about
that. You've been doing this show for 27 years?
27 years. Yeah, that is true.
That would be a legend in his own mind.
Well, there you go.
Well, aren't we all, Jerry the Diver Guy? Yeah, but it is an amazing opportunity to hobnob with the legends of diving. We met a new guy while we were in New York before we came over to Sea Caucus. Jake is with us. Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Jake is he's like an Instagram, you know, genius. He's a social media maven. I don't know. How would you describe yourself, Jake?
Oh, content creator, help people with social, work with the Dive With Buddy app, so a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he does a lot of cool stuff. He brought us to the speakeasy in New York City. We had a few cocktails before the show started. Really nice guy. He's relatively new to the dive industry. You only got about, what, 7,500 dives, maybe, tops?
Oh, yeah, just a handful of dives. I've been diving for, 12 years now. So
yeah.
Getting as many as I can.
Yeah, and you know, he's documented a lot of them on his social media channels, and we were talking, and I was like, look, I've seen your videos. They're great stuff. And then I was like, you've only got that many dives? You've made quality over quantity your goal. And I said, why don't you come to the show? I'll introduce you to some people like Slate. And, you know, he's been doing it long enough where you won't scare him away from the industry.
Oh, no, he needs to come down and dive with us.
Yes.
But you know what the difference in Greg and all of us is?
What's that?
He always has beautiful mermaids with him.
Well,
what the hell?
Yeah, you're talking about Jerry the Diver Guy.
That's right. Jerry's, that's why we hang around him.
Hey, I'm sexy and you know it.
Oh, God. I just threw up a little in my mouth. How about you, Kristen?
No comment.
Okay, fair enough. But Jake's here. You know, he's relatively new to the industry, and I said this would be a great opportunity to come out and meet the people like Cam Slate, the characters that we have, and people like the Dive God, Neil Watson. Neil, how you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. Hey, overnight success after only 27 years.
Yes, well, you know, we got to tell that story. Once again, early on in the growth process of Scuba Radio, we're probably about a couple years in. I have Neil on the show, and somebody knows him, and he says, "Hey, you know, we do an interview with you, great." And I said, "You know, Captain Slate, call him." And you call him up, and you say, "What? What did you tell him?"
I said, "You know, this kid really sounds like a nice guy. I just hope he doesn't give up the day job. Because this thing's never going to
work. This whole radio show idea is nuts. But
it ain't going to happen.
Luckily, Neil kept that to himself.
That was the same year I started Ocean Fest, which was going to last forever. Well, how'd that work out?
Well, exactly. But, you know, I got going long enough where I was like, well, I can't stop now. Absolutely. And here we are 27 years later, blink of an eye, it passes like that. But what an opportunity right here in Secaucus this weekend, because I got the dive god who, one of many records, several records, is the deepest dive on air, 437 feet. Right. What year was that?
68.
And we are sitting next to a more recent record of the deepest dive, period. Is that right? What's your name?
Nuno Gomes.
Nuno, welcome.
Yes,
how are you?
Thank you. I'm pretty good.
Yeah. So you did your record how long ago? When was it?
Oh, I did it in 2005.
Yeah. And how deep are we talking?
We're talking 1,056 feet.
Oh, what is this? This isn't on air. This is what kind of mix are we talking?
You cannot even try to do it on air.
I'm the air. He's the gas.
Yeah, air and gas. We have the two record holders for the deepest dives, one on air, one on God knows
amazing,
what.
Man.
Yes, it is. I mean,
this doesn't happen often.
Yeah, and, you know, this is the kind of stuff you experience firsthand at a show like Beneath the Sea. And then, of course, we got Ed from the Historical Diving Society.
Yes.
All these legends are hanging out here in a very appropriate place.
Well, we are into the history. That's what we're about.
Just
honoring people, places, things that got us to the where we're at in the sport.
Right. And you know, they showcase a lot of the classic gear. Do you have one of your tanks from your record dive of 1,000-plus feet?
All the tanks.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not here on display? What are you showing?
No, they're not. Yeah. I'm still using them to
You're
dive.
Still using them. Where did you do that deep dive? Where was that?
That was done in Egypt, in Dahab.
Uh-huh.
It's like between Egypt and Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Neil talks about his deep air dive, about how he basically, when he got down to 437 feet on air, that he was pretty much dead.
Yeah.
Is it the same kind of experience when you're on mixed gas down to 1,000-plus feet?
I think yes.
Okay. All right. So you have that in common, right?
Yep.
Okay.
The thing is, all gases are narcotic. Obviously, some are less narcotic and some are more narcotic. But when you get to extreme depths, they all become narcotic to the extent where you have problems.
Yeah, what is it in air? It's only like, what, 250 feet or something?
Well,
or?
I mean, nitrogen narcosis starts at anywhere from 130 to 150 to 180. But, I mean, beyond 300 feet, you're not even sure you're in the water.
Yeah, well, it's way deeper than any normal human being should go or can.
Or should.
Right. These guys have pushed the limits just to, you know, prove it can be done. And but, yeah, I would imagine you do fun, easy dives too, don't you?
Not
so much?
Yeah. I try to do some dives that are like, look, you have to enjoy the dive.
Yes.
Right?
That's right. Yeah, what about you, Ed? Are you still doing your thing and diving?
I've done some deep dives, but mostly I'm involved now running the Historical Diving Society at shows. I do the shows.
Yes. Well, you know, you guys do great work, and you can learn a lot about the history of diving with these folks, and it's one of those resources where it's good to see where we came from and meet all the record holders and all the classic gear.
You get to meet all the great people.
The history is very deep.
And I realize how long I've been diving when I see some of the stuff over there he's displaying that I dove with.
Right, so. Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, the stuff you get is usually what, like donated, and then you take a few pieces?
A lot I buy at different auctions and stuff.
Okay.
I started diving in 59, so I've been, now I'm buying the stuff I gave away.
Right. Buying it back.
But Nuno, when you have a record like this, obviously a lot of people come up to you and want to talk to you about your world record dive. What do you like best, hobnobbing with people like Ed and Neil, like these old classic pioneer divers, or meeting the new kids?
Both.
Yeah. Do you like talking to the new generation and kind of saying, hey, man, you ought to try this and that kind of thing?
Yes. I think it's always enjoyable to have people that have an interest in it, but they have to be aware that it's a real dangerous game.
The deep diving stuff.
You know, but like these extreme dives.
Theo would say, if you're crazy, go for it. If you just want to have fun, jump in the water, have some fun, right?
Look, I wouldn't say crazy.
Nuts.
Setting records, it's a great achievement. It's not fun, right, Bruno?
It's hard work.
You got to know your stuff if you want to live.
It's great risks, and it's not something a recreational diver should ever consider.
But it makes for great stories, and hearing the guys that are nuts enough to do it is entertaining enough for me. I don't need to do it. I loved hearing about it, though. Fair enough, Neil?
I don't want to do it again.
Okay.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Bula! You'll hear that a lot when you visit Fiji. It's more than a greeting. It's the spirit of this friendly country. With 333 islands, white sand beaches, and year-round tropical warmth, it's hard not to feel happy at this exceptional dive destination known as the soft coral capital of the world. Fiji Airways has a modern fleet of aircraft to take you to Fiji in style and at great prices. Contact your travel agent now or go to FijiAirways.com and plan your Fijian dive adventure. That's FijiAirways.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Does diving in the Florida Keys for free sound too good to be true? It's not. Dive to make a difference and clean our seas in the second annual Trash Derby Dives, May 2nd through 5th. Sponsored by iCare and the National Marine Sanctuary Foundation. Win big prizes for bringing up the most trash. Free spots with dive operators from Key Largo to Key West are available now. Get details and sign up at iCareTrashDerby.com. Brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm going to Jersey Shore.
Yeah, New Jersey.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at Sea Caucus, New Jersey. Yes, the dive center of the universe, celebrating with all our Northeast diving friends, people from all over. You know, and of course, all the exhibitors and people from Florida like Slate, myself, and Dive God. Peter Hughes is here. I mean, it's a, you know, who's who of the dive industry. Howard Michelle Hall, the IMAX filmmakers, Richie Kohler has been giving speeches. So we're going to try to connect with these folks throughout the show today and also maybe do a little fun stuff because we are kind of celebrating our 27th year on the air with Scuba Radio. Yes, it's our anniversary and that kind of thing. Mermaid Kristen with me, Jerry the Diver Guy. Kristen and I, we got into the city. We did a little play tourist and, because Jersey, Sea Caucus is literally right across from Manhattan. So you come up here, do a dive show, do a Broadway show. We saw Wicked. You liked it?
Oh, my gosh. I was in heaven.
Yeah.
I have a theater background. So going to see the plays, you know, I just like it. I'm over the moon.
Yeah. We were on Jimmy Fallon. We saw that show. You know, all this touristy stuff you do up there at Times Square really kind of makes it a fun little trek, especially for us southern folk like myself. Now, it's also an opportunity to connect with the folks up here that dive, you know, off the Jersey Shore or the wrecks. I mean, the divers up here are hardcore. Every time I come up here, I am impressed by their tenacity and what they have to go through to dive the local waters off the coast of Jersey and New York. And, of course, they can always head to the airport and fly down to the Caribbean, come visit us in Florida, God knows what else. But they are really dedicated, and they are a fun group of folks to interact with every time. And you always get some great stories. And, you know, we've been doing this for 27 years, and I start to see familiar faces. I've been doing that for some time now, actually. And every time I come up here, it's almost like, you know, homecoming. family reunion. Hey, Greg, what's going on, righty? You know, that kind of thing. Which brings us to our next guest, who was pretty happy. You know, we're on day one of Beneath the Sea, and we gave away an entire set of dive gear from nextdive.com. A BC, a regulator, a mask. It was about $2,500 plus worth of stuff. And I got the guy who won it. And I didn't even realize this, you know, as he won the prize, that he was wearing an old classic scuba radio hat. What's your name?
Willard Barraclough, Wilmington, Delaware.
From Delaware. Wilmington, Delaware, is that what he's in?
Yes.
All right, and you've been coming to the show how long, you figure, Willard?
Year after year.
Year after year. You have a classic scuba radio hat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after one thing, and I say, look up, and I say, you know, Jerry goes, hey, Greg, look at his head. I'm like, okay. And I was like, you have one of our classic scuba radio hats for, I don't know, how old is that thing, you figure? Lost track of time.
One of those things.
Yeah, you know, it has that distressed look at it, on it, and I'll tell you, you know, we've went through so many incarnations of scuba radio hats over the years. We've had some that kind of look distressed on purpose, and things like that. But Willard got the dive gear. Are you happy about that?
Oh, I'm ecstatic.
That was even before the show started. You walked away with an entire set of new dive gear.
Yeah, especially when my BC is kind of like dying on me.
Right.
And then you gave me a new one, and it's like lighter, greater for travel.
Yes. Next Dive, the wings, it's a night diver wing, and it's kind of like one of those technical strap things that you can adjust for any body type, and you can dive it with doubles. It's very versatile, what the BC you want. And then reg is first class, buddy. You're going to love that regulator. What do you think? You're ready, huh?
I'm ready.
How do you feel about diving BC with a crotch strap? No comment?
No comment.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I mean, up here, you guys are used to that, right? You have to wear wetsuits and stuff when you're diving up here off of Wilmington. Or, I mean, do you dive locally?
Yeah, I'm kind of one of those spoiled ones. We go down Grand Cayman.
Okay. All right.
I'm in the bathing suit. That's it.
That's it. All right.
He done turned into a warm water wuss like us, Greg.
Well, you're welcome to do that. Number one dive site up here in Northeast might be LaGuardia, JFK, or Newark, right?
Yeah. Can I give a shout out?
Sure. Go.
Hey.
Who?
Hey, Kelly.
Kelly?
From the Blue Horizon Dive Shop.
Yeah.
I'm just putting your information out there. Anybody around Wilmington, look up Kelly's Blue Horizon Dive Shop.
Okay. So what is that, the dive shop you usually patronize in your neck of the woods? Huh?
I just became Patty a couple months ago.
All right.
I was Nowy. And then when 2020 hit, like a lot of people just didn't dive.
Yeah.
And I was going like, well, let's go do it. And it's like, so I went to Patty.
All right. Well, so what level of certification are
just
you?
Just the first.
All right. So you just go out there, you love doing easy diving, that kind of thing.
Love it. Yeah.
Well, like I said, that Next Dive BC you got is perfect because you can set it up for the ultimate travel BC. You see how kind of light and modular it is. So you can put on as much gear as you want or as little as you want and really make a trim system. And by the way, the crotch strap is optional.
I've got you. I will find out, you know.
Yeah, well, hey, put it on there. You might put it on. You might like it.
You know, when you tighten it up too much, you go, yo.
Hey now. Well, your voice usually goes up.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you think, Jarek? You think it should?
It'd be just like jumping in cold water.
Yeah, it could be. All right. So are you looking? Are you being inspired by all these booths here at Beneath the Sea, the next place you want to go?
The neck kind of bothers me because it's like, I want to do this. I want to do this. Oh, look at this. Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back and forth.
Yeah. But are you just here kind of perusing and it gives you ideas? Or are you on a mission like we want to accomplish this when you're at the dive show? Just cruising. Whatever. See, hobnobbing with everybody, seeing some old friends, that kind of deal, right?
Yeah. And she's happy. She's just thinking about Peachy, right?
Thinking about Peachy?
Definitely.
Yeah. Who is Peachy? What do you mean? Or she's Peachy. Is that what you said?
Fiji. She wants to go to Fiji.
Oh, she wants to go to Fiji.
Yeah.
Yes. Who doesn't want to go to Fiji? Have you been to Fiji before?
Not yet, no.
Oh, my God. She has not been to Fiji. Diver guy's been to Fiji.
We can hook her up with that, Greg. That's no problem.
Yeah, well, you know, we're right next to the Fiji Isle. Maybe we should go talk to him. Hey, Kristen was there in Fiji last year. You want to go back?
I want to go to Fiji.
Yeah, you know, we just scratched the surface when we were in Fiji last time. So maybe we got to dive deeper, see who's here on display at Beneath the Sea, and really go to Fiji, even on another level. What do you think?
Definitely, because I loved all the places we went in Fiji, and if there's more that we can go to, I would definitely want to see it.
Yes, Twister Mermaid Finn, and next thing you know, she might be going to another place. Who knows? Maybe Willard be joining us, too. So, yeah, Inga has new gear he has to break in. I think Fiji would be a pretty good spot for it. So we'll talk to those folks. We got people from Bonaire. We got a who's who of the diving industry here at Beneath the Sea. Well, it was last weekend because you're hearing a taped show today because of our travel schedule. But, hey, you're getting the best of both worlds because it's also our 27th year anniversary. We need a break every now and then because chances are there's going to be a few libations flowing a little bit later on. So stick around. We're going to talk to Fiji, some of these other folks next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, coming to you from Sea Caucus in the Beneath the Sea Dive Show.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You want to be a member of the Scuba Squad, you have to be smart.
I could be in the Scuba Squad?
Well, sure. All you have to do is work hard. And don't tell a soul about the Scuba Squad, because then everybody's going to want to join.
I woke up this morning with a big old smile. I've been thinking it might stay with me a while. Today is all about the things I love to do. One of them is spending time down in the blue. Gonna pack up all our scuba gear, find a spot where the water's clear. Call up all my diving friends, plan is getting wet, let's see who's in. Man, it feels so good to be alive. I just wanna die. I just wanna die.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Sea Caucus, New Jersey for Beneath the Sea, the dive show, well, center of the universe this weekend. It's actually last weekend. We're taping the show, but that's fine. And we're wandering around meeting the people here at the show floor and catching up with some of our friends from the dive industry. And, we were right next to the Fiji aisle, so we got to talk to the people from Fiji. Because we've got Natalie, who, Jerry?
It's my future ex-wife.
All right. Yeah, Natalie, how you doing?
I'm very well. How are
you? It brings back tortured memories when you see Jerry and myself walk up to your booth, doesn't it?
I don't know if I'd say tortured memories, but it does bring back memories.
Yes, it does. We had an amazing time last time we were in Fiji. We stayed at the Pearl Resort. How are things there in Fiji?
Fantastic.
Better than what we're experiencing here in Sea Caucus, the great floods.
Yes, it's a lot warmer, a lot drier.
Yeah.
A lot more pleasant.
Yeah, the weather has not been ideal. It's been great for diving, maybe. I mean, people were thinking like, hey, I might have to pick up some of the gear I see here on the show floor and take it out for a spin out in the parking lot, because we're getting floods here in Secaucus this weekend, but it's all good. But yeah, you love sharing the joy. You come here from all the way from Fiji, from the main island, Pacific Harbor, and telling people about what you got over there, right?
Exactly. We love sharing the Fiji Bulla spirit, as we say, and bringing some of that warmth to New Jersey. But yeah, it's been lovely.
Yeah, and the Pearl is a beautiful resort in Fiji. I mean, you have every amenity you could imagine. You guys just went through major renovations there at the resort, so it's still relatively new, refreshed. You're still in the process of it, or is it all done?
We're actually completed everything. We have a brand new adults-only section, adults-only pool. The marina's still there, and you know, very, very close to.
Well,
the
if shop. It's adult-only, where's Jerry going to stay now? When next time we come to the Pearl?
Don't answer that question.
Yes, exactly.
On the beach, Greg.
Okay, yeah. Well, you can do that too. You're pretty much in paradise when you go to Fiji. And of course, you know, one of the ways to get Fiji for all us folks in the U.S. is Fiji Airways. They got their own airline. You can fly from L.A.,
San Francisco.
And was that the two main hubs, or is there another one?
Yep, 7 days a week.
Right. And the, you know, the Fiji Airways, by the way, has won all kinds of, awards. And we flew over there in business class. You fly in business back to the island? That is crazy. Those lay-down flat seats. I've never even come close to a flight like that before. I don't know what you guys do. Maybe it's that Fijian culture thing, but man, they have great food. The seats are amazing. The people that serve you on the flights, it's just like another level. We don't get that in the States. You got to go to a place like Fiji to experience that, right?
You try and have Fiji as soon as you step on the aircraft.
Yes.
That's when your experience begins. That's when
right.
you feel the culture, you experience the Fijian warmth. It's pretty amazing.
The friendliest nation in the world.
Right. So true. So true. It is all about the people. The diving is absolutely spectacular in Fiji. It just doesn't get any better. But it is the people. I've said it a million times, it sets the Fijian Islands apart from anywhere else on the planet. And like you said, you start experiencing it as soon as you get on your plane there in California and fly over to the islands, and they make it very easy. And the price is quite impressive, what Fiji Airways does. They're always running deals, and you know, all you got to go, just go to FijiAirways.com and see what the latest deals are, whether you want to go to Pacific Harbor and visit Natalie and the folks at the Pearl. But there's a whole bunch of them on display here. We got Paradise Taviuni is here. We may talk to those folks, but they're all on display, and you're all friends, right? You're all Fijian friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you bring a little, taste of the islands. What are you handing out? Are you giving out chocolate or Fijian rum or
no,
just
nothing at all? Just
really?
the beauty of the information about Fiji.
Yeah, she's like Bula.
She brought her beautiful smile, Greg.
And kava. No kava? There's
no kava this
really?
Time.
Oh, golly. I bet you if we dig deep enough, we can find some kava around here. But I got to say, Natalie, always fun seeing you.
Yeah, you too.
Hopefully next time we'll see you, back on the islands. We'll see.
Look forward to it.
Has the statute, has the statute of limitations expired for Jerry to come back to Fiji yet?
There is no expiration date.
Look at that. I don't know. Jerry has cast
jealousy.
His spell on
that. All it is jealousy. Eat it up, big boy.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, she's, you know what? It's just that Fijian love that they love to share. And it's contagious. It is very contagious. And, you get a little taste of it at a dive show like that. And that's what all the vendors do. They come here and show the people up here in Jersey and the surrounding area what it's like to come to the islands, and show them a bunch of pictures and videos and run some deals. It's like, hey, hop in a plane. Come join us in paradise. That kind of thing. Now, Kristen is already looking for new places to go. Now, she was with us there when we went to the Pearl, but there's a few other Fijian resorts we may have to explore, right, in your game.
Of course. I'm never going to say no to that.
But who are you talking to now? Are you trying to rope in some more mermaids? Who do you got with you?
Possibly. Maybe you should talk to her.
Yeah. So this is Grace Ann. Grace Ann, how are you? What do you do up here?
I'm a public safety diver, professional mermaid, and environmental educator.
In that order?
No, who's paying me right now and what's on fire. That's the order.
Okay. All right. And hopefully that's not a mermaid tail. I'm hoping that's not on fire.
No, the mermaid tail cannot go on fire. It's very expensive, fancy, and important.
Yes. Well, so that's a pretty, big dance card you just listed off there. So you do a professional mermaid in what sense? Like you have that common bond with Kristen or what?
I'm a professional mermaid in that I get paid to do shows underwater, and I do environmental education as a mermaid as well.
Ah.
And so I'm working in aquarium environments and in professional mermaid performance tanks.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, do you have a regular gig or wherever they call you, say, hey, come out and do this,
yes.
Or where do you go?
So I perform with my own company that I run in New Jersey at the Jenkinson's Aquarium. We are Barnegat Bay Mermaid and Garden State Mermaids. That's that entity. And I'm a performer for Circus Siren Pod down in the D.C. metro area that covers up and down the Northeast and beyond.
So in the aquarium, what kind of programming do you guys do? You go down in the tank and just like swim around and for people to take pictures? Or are you interacting with the audience behind the glass? What are you doing exactly with that?
So at Jenkinson's Aquarium, they'll have an educator speaking while I'm in the tank. I can't interact with people other than smiling and blowing bubbles and stuff for them.
Right.
But then there's a classroom at the aquarium that I can talk to the kids and interact with them. And this year, we're going to be launching the ocean show there. So we're doing an educational show that aligns to the ocean literacy principles, which are basically facts that people around the world and scientists decided people should know about the ocean. So Mermaid Brizo is going to teach kids and families about the first principle of the ocean, which are all these important things that they have to know in order to exist on the planet.
I love it. That's how we use our mermaids at Scuba Radio, like Kristen. They're kind of like the mermaids bring in the crowds because they want to see what's going on. But there's substance behind it, isn't there?
Yeah.
So you have all this meat to the bone. That's not the right way to put it. But you know what I'm talking about. I mean,
edutainment.
Yes, edutainment. You suck them in with the visuals, the stimuli of, oh my God, it's a mermaid. And then next thing you know, they're learning something really good about the environment and the marine world. It's good stuff. All right, we got more coming up from Sea Caucus, New Jersey and Beneath the Sea next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Let's join the celebration down there. Let's all have a happy Easter.
Here comes Ed the Easter Eel. We're not quite sure just what's his deal. He comes to good divers on Easter Day.
Oh, wow.
You'll wake up Easter morning and you'll do what we all do. He might be there to wish you well, but don't confuse him with your poo. So keep the lid up for him this year. The Easter Eel is almost here. Divers round the world now all say yay! Yay! Yay!
That was a great, inspiring legend that you made up.
No, that's not true. Tomorrow is Easter, and the Easter Eel exists. Yeah, ask any diver here in Jersey. Grace Ann, you've heard of the Easter Eel, right?
Yes.
Good answer. Good answer. Play along. And Kristen's been good all year. You might get a surprise from the Easter Eel tomorrow, right?
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, like every good little boy, diver, and girl, that's how it works. Yeah, there's so much going on. We got the Beneath the Sea Dive Show. We got Easter. We got Scuba Radio's 27-year anniversary. It's a lot of stuff to handle. Doing the best we can. Thanks for joining the party. Now, Grace Ann, not only is she a professional mermaid like Kristen, but you said you're like a rescue diver up here, too. What does that entail exactly?
A public safety diver does all kinds of different things depending on what region we're working in and what we're being called to do.
Right.
So a lot of underwater search and recovery, that could be for bodies, which is the most gruesome, but it can be something simple like a propeller, a boat salvage. It can be helping recover scientific equipment for research being done offshore on animals. It could be doing safety for swimmers and providing safety for boat races in case a driver gets tossed from their boat and they need to be brought to an EMT on land. It can look like a lot of different things. It's not commercial diving because that's something different, but it is work diving.
Right. But you never combine the two. Like the mermaid thing and the rescue, which is what probably like some guys would be like to be rescued by.
I mean,
it's like a fantasy for every guy diver on the planet, isn't it?
Sure, but there's actually quite a few mermen, so now the ladies have
equal opportunity offender. There we go.
Yes.
And it's all good. But yeah, but so you're doing some really good work up here.
Yes.
Where do you go diving generally here? Do you go off the coast and just do Jersey stuff? I mean, that's some pretty hardcore diving, right?
Personally, I've done more intercoastal diving, so in our bays, to see a lot more small things, invertebrates and oyster reefs and doing science work.
Right.
And then on vacation, I'll go anywhere I can go diving. So
yeah. Been to Fiji?
I have not been to Fiji.
Oh, my gosh. This will change your life.
Okay.
You want to meet Richard from Waikanova? I never pronounce the dive resort properly in Fiji that he's working out now, but we know Richard from years gone by. Matavai used to work at that fine establishment, but now you're representing who? What's the name of the resort again?
Wandroka Bay Resort.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's
exactly how I said it, too, I think. Richard, what do you think?
I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
Okay, good. He wasn't listening. It doesn't matter. Yeah, but anyway, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, how's the resort there in Fiji? I bet Grace Ann would love this place, don't you think? Is that what you're telling everybody here in Jersey?
I am. The resort's doing great. We've got a busy 24. 25's looking great, too.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of refurbishment recently. We got some good work going on the boats.
Yep.
So everything's looking great.
Yes, cranking right along. But the diving is quite different than what they get here off the coast of Jersey, wouldn't you say? Slightly?
Well, I don't know. I think you could dive outside right now with the rain.
Well, that's true. It is. The floods have commenced here this weekend. It's pretty wet out there, but that's okay.
Yeah. And I'm the wrong person to ask. I could dive in a puddle and be happy. But
Exactly. As long as you're wet, it doesn't matter, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Fiji diving is extraordinary, as I'm sure you know.
Yes. A lot of colors. You know, when you go to a place like Fiji, they have 10,000 different species of coral. That's why there's so much color versus the Caribbean. There's might be a little bit more as far as the amount of species of coral, which makes things a little more colorful. But look, the Caribbean has a lot of great stuff too. It's just different. I'm not saying it's better. It's just a little crazier in the color sense. Would you agree?
Well, I love diving in the Caribbean. I've done it a couple of times and it's great. But yeah, I mean, if you're a fish geek like I am, the Caribbean Atlantic has 400 species.
Right.
And Fiji has 1,900 and counting.
Wow.
And that's just fish.
That's just fish. Yeah. I was talking about coral. Coral's 5,000 versus 10,000 or something insane, right?
It's crazy, the number of corals. And the health of the coral is also amazing. The archipelago is just very fortunate. It's surrounded by deep, deep, deep ocean. And,
right.
So even when you get warming events, the coral in Fiji just stays healthy. It's fantastic.
Well, do you come to places like this to share the love of Fiji to kind of, get a baseline of what you are so jaded by because you've lived in Fiji for so long or experienced so much? You got to come to a place like this and jump off into the Jersey Shore just to go, yeah, I got it pretty good.
Well, yeah, I mean, Secaucus is on my bucket list.
Yeah, exactly. Who would have thunk it all these years of Secaucus, New Jersey being the dive center of the universe for the dive industry? But that's what it is, isn't it?
It's
a good show.
It certainly is. And it's great to come here. I haven't I haven't been here in a while.
Is your first trip back to Jersey since the COVID thing?
First trip back to... We missed last year. But before COVID, we were doing... we've done it for years and years and years. So,
right,
no, it's great
right.
to be back. It's
yeah,
great.
It is. You know, this is... we're still ramping things back up, finally getting back on track for the dive industry in this part of the country for sure. And the show's been looking good. A little wet, you know. So like I said, it made things a little more difficult for people to get into the show. And once they get in, they can't get out. They got to swim out. The mermaids are pretty set. They're just going to leave their tails on and swim back home. What do you think? But you're going to take Fiji Airways back, I guess. Probably first class yourself too. You think? Or business or whatever they do over there.
Well, they used to offer us business.
Oh, okay. Well, that was back in the day.
That was back in the day.
But even the cheap seats on Fiji Airways are pretty nice, by the way. They make us domestic carriers look bad. Once again, FijiAirways.com. They make it really easy to get to the islands in Wainoka.
I think it's pretty incredible that our little airline has brand new A350s.
Exactly.
Brand new.
They're amazing. Yep. It's really another level of service. Just makes, like I said, you step on the plane, you feel like you're already there in Fiji. That's when your vacation starts, right?
That's called being bullied.
Being bullied. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Well, Richard, always good seeing you, my friend. We'll meet later at the bar, right?
That sounds good.
Yes. Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is when you come to Beneath the Sea, believe it or not, all the exhibitors, you know, we have a little area around the exhibit show floor of some restaurants and things. There's like a Chili's and, chain restaurants. But there's an Outback right next to the convention show hall. And I swear, this is the weirdest thing. In all the years of doing Scuba Radio, everybody ends up at the bar at the Outback Steakhouse after the show. It's the weirdest thing, but you see all these divers hanging out at the Outback, having a steak and a cocktail. I mean, it's just odd, but fun as could be, because you're hanging with dive celebrities like the Dive God, Captain Slate, Peter Hughes, and Michelle and Howard Hall. I mean, oh my gosh, it is just a unique thing that you got to experience to believe. Well, you know, we're trying to bring you along for the ride this week and having a good time. We got a lot of people to talk to still as we celebrate our 27th year on the air and catch up with a lot more folks here at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show in Sea Caucus, New Jersey. So stay close. We're just getting started here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio, the world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.